Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And there you can find the body of work that Joyce Weiss has deposited with us over the years. Joyce is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's here right now, and she joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about how to put a little more energy, a little more pep, a little more passion, a little more success into the work that we do in our small businesses. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life, and she's our good friend, Joyce Weiss. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. What have you been working on lately, Joyce? What are you excited? What's your energy focused on these days?
Technology, podcasts, flip videos. I mentioned this to
flip videos.
Jim, so many times people react just like you did. What? I borrowed my grandson's. It's a small video machine recorder, smaller than your telephone. And I've been actually asking for testimonials from satisfied people who come up and say, Joyce, you did such a great job. Instead of saying thank you and you're the typical thing we do,
yeah.
I asked them if they mind, if I could use my flip video, have them say a few words. They will be on YouTube. You know, then I put it on my website. They love it. It's a compliment to them to help us. So little things like this.
You're onto something, Joyce. I'll tell you why. And this, folks, pay attention to this. Because this is a way for you to energize your own small business, to energize your website, to get some multimedia on your website. This is easy to do.
Yeah.
I know about the flip videos. They're like $100. I think there's one model. It's like $99 or something like that. And they're teeny tiny. But what I was going to say is, whenever you hear the local TV commercial, you know, the local ad that's done by the local television station, they do customer testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you and I listen to them, when most people listen to them, they're corny, they're hokey, the people who are doing it are just regular folks, and you almost feel a little uncomfortable, but here's what we've learned. When it comes to influencing how people do business with you, they work.
You hit something right there, Jim. I have been told by enough people that I've been doing research on how to make my website less static. Every single technology guru said, don't worry about being perfect, about having the perfect video,
right,
the perfect podcast. Get it up there. Make your website, and listeners, please listen, hear this one. Make it less static. If yours is just a beautiful words, and
mm-hmm.
it really, that's great. If you just add a few things that Jim and I are talking about, you'll bring it into the new century. You're going to bring some excitement into your own life because you're going to be able to talk to younger people because they get it. It's time for the boomers, which many do, to really get involved in it. It's a blast, and it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Well, and the thing is you'll accomplish two things. Number one, you'll have multimedia, as Joyce said. You'll have movement and activity on your website, but the other thing is if you get customers to say, "This is the best chicken salad sandwich I've ever had in my life,"
exactly,
or these, you know, I really love the way these guys take care of my automobile, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says that to you every day. Get it on video. Get them to agree and have to post it and put it up on the website. And you don't even have to use YouTube. You can use your own platform.
Oh, absolutely. And it, like, you know, like you said, they're anywhere from $100 to $200 tops. And then the other thing I've been using is podcasts. And I had a local gentleman by the name of Larry Henry, who has a voice just as wonderful as yours, a really deep, deep voice, interview me with the questions that I gave him, and it didn't cost a lot of money. The podcast itself was 4 minutes. I did four of them on each of the training programs that I do. I put them up myself on the website. So that's another thing that costs hardly anything, and it's bringing the website alive talking to your customers or prospects, and these just went up, so I can't tell you that I have now a million hits a day,
right.
But I know I'm going to get more.
Right. Well, and the thing is the beautiful part about this is that it takes very little time, very little expense, very little effort to not only to make your customers, your prospects, people who go to your website think that you actually, you know, are in the have come into the 21st century, but the content is good information for
them. Absolutely.
And this is all part of building communities, isn't it, Joyce? Because I keep reminding people, folks, whatever it is that you sell, I don't care what you sell.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you sell is a commodity. Your people who buy from you could get what they buy from you 100 other places at the click of a mouse or walking around the corner, or maybe 1,000 of the 10,000 places. The reason they do business with you is because of the experience that they have with you.
That's right. And the business that you get, it's because of the partnerships and the relationships you've built face to face. That's the old way of doing it. You go to networking. You meet somebody, you don't just give a card and expect business, you build a relationship. Well, it's the same thing on social networking. It's not about selling. For example, I'm going to put a tweet on Twitter that, not that Joyce was on Jim's show, that's about Joyce, but giving you a compliment that watch the link on a Small Business Advocate. Jim was nice enough to have me on as a guest.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something about handsome or something.
Well, of course. We only have 140 characters, so I've got to be careful.
H-A-N-D. But, that's not very long.
No. I'll count it, okay? I don't know how handsome, you know, how many letters. But, I mean, for your listeners, that if you go on Twitter, 90% of it is stuff that you want to get involved in. But it's that 10%, as Jim and I have said, it's not selling yourself. It's giving someone else a compliment, giving a link to an article that you read. Maybe you already wrote an article. You don't say, you know, here's my link, read it. You say, if you want 4 tips on how to build your business, here's this link. This is a new way of communicating because I'm a good salesperson. So you have to keep sales out in this new world.
It's what I call the values that you're building into your community. When people want to hang out with you, they determine that they like or they don't like your values, which part of which is how commercial your messages are. Hold on to that thought, Joyce Weiss. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Joyce Weiss is our guest. Her book is called Take the Ride of Your Life, 20 After. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes. We got something there you can read or listen to. You can ask questions at askjim.biz. That's right off the homepage. You can check out my blog, which I'll give you fair warning. My new blog post is on grandparents. It's an obnoxious grandparent alert, so I'll give you fair warning on that. And, of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. Also, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Jim Blassingame. Joyce Weiss is our guest. Her book is called Take the Ride of Your Life. Joyce, tell us how we can find you online, including the social media sites.
JoyceWeiss.com. That's www.joyceweiss, as in Sam, S.com. And you'd find the new world with the podcasts and the testimonials so the listeners can hear. And people can sign up at tipstobehappy.com.
All right.
And that's T-I-P as in Peter, tipstobehappy.com. And that's where people, once a week, they will get an idea, a technique from me for an entire year for their either personal or professional life.
All right. Good deal. Joyce, one of the things that I've been encouraging my audience to do this year is to operate for survival, meaning, you know, tighten things up, but plan for success, meaning keep your eye on the horizon. Make sure you keep your ears open for opportunities as the economy turns around, as the recovery happens, as the expansion begins.
Mm-hmm.
How do we make sure that our people are doing the same thing, that our team is engaged the way we want them to be, the way we need them to be?
Well, engagement is something so hard now, and this is what I'm telling all my leaders, that's a word we have to bring back to the corporate or small business, because people are not engaged. They're frightened about their own future. What about their bills to pay today that they don't have the money or the kind of money they did? So one of the most important things to do is to include everyone in meetings. So, well, what ideas do you have for us, how we can cut back? The opposite. What ideas do you have for us to increase morale that won't cost money? Listen to what they have to say, because these are the people that are doing the work and the teams that hopefully are doing work together.
Mm-hmm.
And the ideas will be there. If there's sarcasm or if there are eyes rolling, I would just catch that immediately and confront in a real positive way, saying, wait a minute, I'm not talking about sarcasm. I'm not talking about having you roll your eyes. Let's get really good basic ideas. We need to move forward.
Do we need to make sure that as managers that we haven't, do we need to do a little check of a little internal check on ourselves, a little gut check on ourselves, and say, okay, before I start pontificating and start reading the riot act to my people or making them believe that that I'm demanding more of them, should I make sure that they're getting the best out of me?
I would even do that a step further. If you're a manager and a really good manager, I would ask every single person on your team to write or type, if people are afraid of figuring out who wrote the comment, on an index card. What is the first change you would do if you were the manager of this company? And then, what is something you would tell employees if you were the manager of this company?
And tell them this, tell them that this is not a gripe session. This is,
no.
We need productivity. We need productive contribution here.
Yeah. I mean, I just did this to a group, and some of the team members said the same thing. I would include the team in whatever happened after the board meeting right away. I wouldn't wait for a week or two. I would let people know immediately so the rumors don't fly. Well, the manager thought that was a great idea. She just didn't even think about that. She waited until she had time. But that one comment, is it stopping the rumors? No. But is it lessening the amount? Yes.
I think what we're talking about here is just getting open communication going.
Mm-hmm.
At a time like this, where there is still a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety in the marketplace, maybe some people are still worried about losing their jobs, this is a good time to get things out on the table and to be honest with people. Let them talk about what they're upset about, if
absolutely
they are.
Absolutely.
Because,
in a respectful way, and that's what you said before,
yeah.
this is the key. If it's just going to be a gripe session, like you brought up, Jim, that's not going to be productive. But if it's really going to be speaking from the heart, gut, and soul, we're going to get somewhere.
Well, what about if we say, okay, when you announce this session, you're going to have this, let's get some things on the table tomorrow at 9:00.
Mm-hmm.
But say to them, if you bring a challenge that the company has to the meeting, please also bring your idea of a solution.
Absolutely.
That's the way you prevent it from being, that's the way you help it to be more thoughtful and productive, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. And then people will talk. Cause then the other part, let's say nobody talks and nobody brings anything, indication, bells go off to the manager that there's no trust there and that he or she will have to bring someone from the outside to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
If you have silence, that's a huge indicator.
That's a big problem. No question about it. Joyce, it's joyceweiss.com. The book is called Take the Ride of Your Life. Can they find that at your website?
Yep, under products. They can even call me at 800-713-1926, and I'll be happy to answer any questions they have about it.
Thanks, Joyce. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
You better invite me back.
I will. No, you always welcome back. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too, right after these messages with our good friend, Dr. Bob McTeer. Stay with us.
and we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.